Божий народився. Добрий вечір всім вам, що живуть в цім домі, радуйся. Ой, радуйся, земля, син Божий народився. Застеляйте столи та все килимами, радуйся. Ой, радуйся, земля, син Божий народився. Та кладіть колачі з ярої пшениці, радуйся. Ой, радуйся, земля, син Божий народився. Син Божий народився. А перший же праздник Рождество Христове, а другий же праздник Святого Василя, а третій же праздник Святе Водохрище. Радуйся, ой, радуйся, земле Божий світ освітився. Ой, радуйся, земле, Божий світ освітився.
Сієм, сієм, засіваєм, щастя і радості бажаєм. З Різдвом Христовим та Новим роком вас сердечно всіх вітаю!
Христос рождається! Славім Його! Вітаю вас всіх, дорогі радіослухачі, на радіопередачу «Наш голос» радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio. Говорить Павіна, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину, послухати чудову українську різдвяну музику, і також ми маємо дуже цікаві новини на сьогоднішній програмі. Hello there and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you courtesy PCJ Radio International. I'm your host, Pavlina. Thank you so much for joining me. We've got a great program lined up for you. We have an update on the war-torn situation in Ukraine, on Ukrainian Jewish heritage. So really something that you don't hear much about on the news, anything about probably. As well, we've got a seasonal recipe for you and a timeless little story that never really gets old at this time of year. So stay tuned for all of that. We've also got our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And as you can hear, I've still got my cold, so I'm not going to be saying too much in this program. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the sounds of the season.
Поїзд земляний, то частую. Listen to Nash Holes without using your web browser? Well, it's very easy. Download Stitcher Smart Radio for iPhone and Android. Do you want to listen to Nash Holes without using your web browser? Well, it's very easy. Download Stitcher Smart Radio for iPhone and Android.
Get your early bird weekend passes for Canada's National Ukrainian Festival for only $80. That's $80 for an early bird weekend pass to this cultural showcase in Dauphin, Manitoba, August long weekend. These would make great gifts for any festival lover. Day passes and camping passes also available. Call 1-877-474-2683. Canada's National Ukrainian Festival, August long weekend, 2017, Dauphin, Manitoba. See cnuf.ca for updates and for more info.
Сходу прийшли, здалеку принесли дари, через степрічки гори свідом ясні зорі. Золота вінець йому в дар,
цей дім прихожу, цю вістку приношу, сказати її мушу, бо Христос народився спасти нашу душу. Ангели співають, пастирі витають, і ми теж співаємо, Христа прославляємо, щоб нам дозволив у мирі щасливо прожити, а по нашій смерті царства доступити. Христос ся рождає!
Слухайте радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you on the PCJ Radio Network from Vancouver Island in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello. There's a saying, he who drinks lives long. I don't really know if that's the case, but I thought it's time to share some interesting and wonderful vodka recipes with you. My favorite vodka drink is cherry vodka, so we will start first with this recipe. You'll need the following. 4.5 cups vodka, 4 tablespoons orange zest, 10 whole cloves, 1.25 cups cherry syrup. Put the vodka, orange, zest, and cloves into a glass or non-reactive bowl. Cover and keep at room temperature for 2 weeks. Strain the vodka and add the cherry syrup, mixing to blend well. Store in sealed jars. This drink will keep for up to 6 months, if you're lucky. Just a note about fruit syrups. Many bottled varieties of fruit syrup are available in most supermarkets and European-style delicatessens. It's always a good idea, I think, to have a few varieties on hand, not only for cocktails, but to put on cakes, puddings, ice cream, desserts, and other drinks. Now, here's a simple recipe for Krupnik, or vodka punch. You'll need 1/3 cup water, 3 whole peppercorns, 1 whole lemon zest, 2 tablespoons dark honey, like buckwheat, 2 tablespoons sugar, 1/2 cup water, and 2 cups of vodka. Boil the water, peppercorns, and lemon zest in a medium saucepan. Lower heat and simmer for about 10 minutes. Boil the honey and sugar and 1/2 cup water in a small pot. Remove any foam. Mix the reserve liquid and the honey mixture and add the vodka. Heat on low and pour into punch cups while warm. And last but not least, New Year's apple punch. You'll need 1 large onion, 1 large lemon, 1 cup sugar, 1 cup vodka, 4 cups apple juice. Slice orange and lemon with peel. Place in a bowl and sprinkle with sugar and refrigerate overnight. In the following morning, add the vodka and let stand at room temperature for about 4 to 5 hours. Stir in the apple juice and chill until serving. An old Ukrainian proverb that I love states that a good warmed vodka makes a carnation bloom inside your stomach. How beautiful is that? So on that note, na zdorovya, and a very happy new year.
This has been Ukrainian Food Flair from the Nash Holos Audio Archives.
Дякували Богу за таку дорогу. Коляда, коляда, коляда. землю освітлюй, коляда, 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 коляда,
коляда, коляда.
Маленьке щастя,
Мамину
кротатку дитинку укладає спати, коляда, колядка, укладає спати, коляда, колядка, коляда, 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 коляда. Коляда, колядка,
коляда, колядка, від хатки до хатки,
коляда, колядка, від хатки до хатки,
коляда, колядка, від хатки до хатки,
коляда, колядка, від хатки до хатки.
And now for a look at Ukraine's rich Jewish heritage, then and now. Brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter, based in Toronto, Ontario.
Welcome to Ukrainian Jewish Heritage on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Peter Baeger. The world is on the move, and often not by choice. Fight or flight? Should I stay or should I go? These are the questions asked by millions of people caught up in war zones. After the fall of the former Soviet Union, many Ukrainian Jews migrated to Israel. Many left for the U.S. and Canada. Others resettled in Germany. However, many Jews remained, building new lives and a thriving new community in an independent Ukraine. But Israel always remained an option. And this option took on a crucial importance when war broke out in eastern Ukraine in 2014. The war with Russian forces and Russian-backed bands ravaged many districts in the Donetsk and Luhansk regions. Much of the infrastructure collapsed. According to reports, at least 8,000 people have been killed. Tens of thousands have been injured. Hundreds of thousands have fled. According to UN figures, at least 250,000 internally displaced people flooded into Kiev. More sought refuge in other cities and towns throughout central and western Ukraine. Among them are hundreds, if not thousands, of Jews. In the spring of 2014, as the crisis intensified, the Jewish Agency started a hotline for Ukrainian Jews who were interested in learning about Israel. Israel's law of return permits anyone with recent Jewish ancestry, even a single grandparent will do, to qualify for full Israeli citizenship. By some estimates, up to 200,000 Ukrainians are eligible. Immigration offers concrete benefits paid for by the Israeli government. These include a free one-way flight to Tel Aviv, cash grants, tax cuts, and mortgage breaks. There are Ukrainians with Jewish roots who have not practiced Judaism for years, if ever, and they need evidence of their Jewish background to gain entry to Israel. The Shor Hashem program that opened with offices in the cities of Dnipro and Kyiv helps Ukrainians find archival evidence of their Jewishness. They are responsible for completing applicants' files in Ukraine that show the applicant is Jewish, through background research on their grandparents, and verifying and copying records. In light of the continuing dramatic situation, some 7,480 Ukrainians immigrated to Israel in 2015. This was up 22% compared to 2014, and 230% compared to 2013. But immigration overseas has not been the only avenue for Ukrainian Jewish refugees from the war to rebuild their shattered lives. The Jerusalem Post reported that in May 2015, the Israeli government increased funds to help Jewish refugees in Ukraine. The Jerusalem Post reported that in May 2015, the Israeli government increased funds to help Ukrainian Jewish refugees in Ukraine. The Israeli Diaspora Affairs Ministry signed an agreement with the American Jewish Joint Distribution Committee to create a common fund. Three-quarters of the fund was endowed by the government to resettle Jewish internally displaced persons within Ukraine. The money was used to subsidize food and rent costs for a period of 2 months for those fleeing the war. The social solidarity within the Ukrainian Jewish community can be seen in the work of the Jewish Charitable Organization Hesed in Central Kyiv. The Jerusalem Report outlined how a continuing flow of previously self-sufficient Jews from eastern Ukraine arrived seeking help. They needed housing, food, clothes, medical care, and social support. Hesed, supported by the American-based joint, does its best to help those most in need. There have been other bold initiatives. The Israeli and Ukrainian media have reported on a Kyiv-based Rabbi Moshe Osman and his announced multi-million-dollar Jewish refugee community outside the capital. The community is called Anatelka, named after the fictional village in the Tony Award-winning Broadway musical Fiddler on the Roof. It is a community in the making, spread out on a plot the size of 3 football fields. Anatelka features a wooden synagogue with 2 ritual baths. A path connects the 3-story synagogue building to a dormitory-style residence and a central kitchen. A newly built school is nearby. Osman has been drawing on money from his own pocket and private donors to build and maintain Anatelka. It is designed not only to serve as a refugee center, but as a living community, a place for the future. Should I stay or should I go? Israel beckons, but Ukraine will always be home for many. The Times of Israel, in its coverage on the people of Anatelka, quoted Meshulam Kolesnik, a web designer who was forced to leave Crimea after its annexation from Ukraine by Russia. "We are once again living among equals in our own Jewish community and country," he said. "And like this, I think we can face whatever lies ahead." This has been Ukrainian Jewish Heritage on Nash Hollis Ukrainian Roots Radio. From San Francisco, I'm Peter Baker. Until next time, Shalom.
Ukrainian Jewish Heritage is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter, based in Toronto, Ontario. To find out more about their work, visit their website and follow them on Facebook and Twitter. Transcripts and audio files of this and earlier broadcasts of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage are available at their website, ukrainianjewishencounter.org, as well as at the Nash Holos website, www.nashholos.com.
Діво Маріє, Візьми на руки Божиє дитя. Різня за різнею, війна за війною, чума за чумою, за голодом мор. Розкинуло крила чорне прокляття, темні вбивають, байдужі мовчать. Жорстокі вбивають, байдужі мовчать. Встань, встань, Діво Маріє, візьми на руки Божиє дитя.
Слухайте радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you on the PCJ Radio Network from Vancouver Island in beautiful British Columbia, Canada.
This is Irina Bell, producer and host of the Ukrainian Hour on Chin Radio in Ottawa, with a Did You Know Chiznalevi segment, and special greetings to the listeners of Nash Holos. Did you know that the well-known Carol of the Bells is taken from a Ukrainian folk song? Although Carol of the Bells has become popular at Christmas, the original lyrics had nothing to do with Christmas. The song was a Ukrainian folk song, written as a winter well-wishing song, and tells the tale of a swallow flying into a household to proclaim the plentiful year that the family will have. The song's title, Shchedrik, is derived from the Ukrainian word Shchedri, which means bountiful. In the United States, the song was first performed to a sold-out audience in Carnegie Hall in October 1921 by the Ukrainian National Chorus. So that's the background of the Carol of the Bells.
Дуже дякую, Ірино. Many thanks to Irina Bell of the Ukrainian radio program in Ottawa for sharing Chiznaleve, Did You Know, with Nash Holos listeners. You can catch her show at www.chinradioottawa.com.
Чую вас, пане господарю, з Рождеством Христовим! Щоб вам щастя квітло вінком малиновим, щоб над вашим домом любов процвітала, а у вашім домі слава панувала, щоб Ісус із того світа слав нам щастя, долю і многі літа. Христос рождається!
Радуйся, радость свою воспіваю, та горький смуток моїх познаваю. Радуйся, діво, радуйся, взиваю. Радуйся, діво, радуйся, взиваю. Сладкого Христа дражайша я мати, даш поміж твою всім нам познавати. Своєго людям сина даш, сина даш познати. Неплосо твоє ти Отцю розрішила, як да плодная лоза одродила. Живот мирові, рождеством явила. Живот мирові, рождеством явила.
Ох, ся рождає, хто ж го може знати, Ісус му ім'я, Марія му мати. Тут ангели чудяться, рожденого бояться, а віл стоїть трясеться, осу смутно пасеться. Пастирі є клячуть, в плоти Бога бачуть. Тут же. Маріяму мати прекрасно співає, і хор ангельських їй допомагає. Тут ангели чудяться, рожденого бояться, а він стоїть трясеться, осу смутно паситься. Пастирі є клячуть, плоти Бога бачуть. Тут же. Йосиф старенький, коли ще дитятко, люляй же, люляй, мале отрочатко. Тут ангели чудяться, рожденого бояться, а віл стоїть трясеться, осу смутно паситься. Пастирі є клячуть, плоти Бога бачуть. Тут же. А пастирі є, к ньому прибігають, і яко царя своєго вітають. Тут ангели чудяться, рожденого бояться, а віл стоїть трясеться, осу смутно паситься. Пастирі є клячуть, плоти Бога бачуть. Тут же. І ми незвірно к ньому прибігаємо, рождену Богу хвалу честь вітаємо. Тут ангели чудяться, рожденного бояться, а віл стоїть трясеться, осу смутно паситься. Пастирі є клячуть, плоти Бога бачуть. Тут же.
Thank you. років минуло, як радість небесна прийшла. Син Божий прийняв людське тіло, щоб з ним була наша душа. В небо хай лине хваління, нам народилось дитя. В ньому ми маємо спасіння, маємо вічне життя. Вся Україна співає, нині кругом торжество. Друзі, і ми вас вітаємо, славним Господнім Різдвом. Друзі, і ми вас вітаємо з славним Господнім Різдвом. Тіштеся щиро, співайте, слава Ісусу Христу. Ми на землі сповіщайте, Бог дав нам радість святу. Друзі, і ми вас вітаємо славним Господнім Різдвом. Вся Україна співає нині кругом торжество. Друзі, і ми вас вітаємо славним Господнім Різдвом. Друзі, і ми вас вітаємо славним Господнім Різдвом.
For the very best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio in Vancouver every Saturday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time on AM 1320 CHMB and streaming online at am1320.com. Live in Nanaimo Wednesdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific Time on CHLY 101.7 FM and streaming online at chly.ca. And elsewhere in the world, here on the PCJ Radio Network on AM, FM, and shortwave radio. In between programs, you can visit us online at www.nashholos.com, where you can get podcast links to all three editions of the show. As well, make sure to follow Nash Holos on Twitter, and please like our Facebook page and follow our blog. Nijel mi vše skinčila našu programu. Pora nam prošćatisja na šodin teždin, bo vše často domu iskazati do pobačenja. Ale per tem, ja hoću zališati vas takimi slovami mudrosti. Jak dobre muzika, to i radist veleka. And our proverb of the week translates as a good musician is a great joy. And that brings us to the end of our program. I'm Pavlina. On behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio, thanks for listening. Until next time, do побачення.
Щедрий вечір, добрий вечір, мене. хлебу пива купувай, хлебу пива.